You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I have to tell you that on Saturday afternoon we met our goal to be able to pay what we owe WBCQ. And that was Saturday afternoon when the mail was brought up to me by Nolan. And you know, this is a very different thing that happened this time, because usually in the entire history of this broadcast, there have always been just a few people whom I always recognize by name that have always contributed to make this broadcast work. No matter what the emergency, it was always just them, with maybe just a few other people who contributed that we never heard of before, but just a few. And I'm not saying that their contributions didn't count. What I'm trying to tell you is that a very few people over the entire history of this broadcast over the last 9 years have been the ones who, in every single emergency, every time we've ever needed money, for any reason, where we've had to go on the air and ask for contributions or tell you that we needed money, whether we asked for contributions or not, those people were the only ones, aside for just a few other people who sent in contributions, those people were usually the majority of all of the support that this broadcast has ever received. Well, I have to tell you now, you have given me a renewed spirit, a new purpose in my agenda. You have rekindled the fire in my heart. You have given me a mandate, because this time I recognized all the old familiar names, but there were hundreds and hundreds more whom I have never seen contribute to this broadcast. I have never heard of, never received a letter from, don't know anything about them. But they send $1 or $2 or $3 or $5 or $10 or $20 or $25. And I was taken aback by that. I've never seen that happen before. I'm not used to that happening. I don't know who these people are, but I can tell you this: they love the Hour of the Time, and they have given their support. Remember I told you the tide has turned, there's going to be a backlash? Maybe this is a part of it, because there is a backlash. Tremendous backlash, people opening their eyes, waking up, understanding what's been happening, not willing to accept it anymore, not willing to support those who lie to them, deceive them, and steal from them anymore. So I'm going to read some of the letters that we've received tonight. But first, I want to sincerely thank those of you who have always, over the years, consistently, without fail, supported this broadcast. You were always the few that made the big difference. And without you, we could never have continued. But this time, there is an army of people who sent in contributions that made this campaign successful, that was overwhelming in its support. I don't know why this has occurred. It's never happened before. I believe that it may be a part of this big backlash against all of the terrible things that have been foisted upon us in this country. It may be that people are finally understanding the message of this broadcast. It may be that all these people have been listening for all of these years and they're just now understanding what it's all about. It may be that they have a guilty conscience. I don't know. But whatever it is, I thank you all from the very depths, the bottom of my heart. Because you have given me a new sense of purpose. You have given me a mandate. You have given me what I never felt that we ever had before, and that is a solid base of support across this nation and around the world that is overwhelming. And I am in awe of it. I'm humbled by it. I thank you because I never believed until this happened that we had that base of support. I thought we lost it when we left WWCR. But we have it back. However it has occurred, we have a solid base of support that is huge. And I will not let you down. I simply will not let you down. I thank you for it. You have filled my heart. You have given me a new sense of purpose. You have laid a foundation beneath my feet that before was crickety and was shaky, and I did not understand that it was even there. And I thought, really, to tell you the truth, as far as I was concerned, that nobody really cared except those few who had always cared. I always have known that they were there. But apparently this broadcast is doing much more good and reaching many more people than I ever dreamed in my entire life. That I ever dreamed in its history, that I ever thought, and we have by far, I can tell you right now, exceeded anything that we've ever done on WWCR. And almost everyone who sent a contribution said, and you'll hear it in these letters and things, if you find your money, don't send this back. Under any circumstances, use it however you wish, for whatever you wish. But keep the hour of the time on the air. You've given me new heart. You've given me new courage. You've given me a new foundation. You have given me a new purpose. You have renewed my spirit. You have validated everything that I have ever done. And I will not let you down. The hour of the time will not go off the air. It will not reduce its broadcasting time. For not only have we paid what we owed, but we have enough because the people who said, please don't return our money under any circumstances, no matter what, to pay for a couple of extra months. And so the fire in my soul has been stoked, rekindled. It is flaming. Where I thought I was lost, as far as I and my message was concerned, I now know that this is just the beginning. The support, the response, the financial contributions, the words of encouragement that has come in to us is absolutely overwhelming, way beyond anything that I ever dreamed of or expected or even thought would happen. And based upon past performance, I really did not believe that we would even come close, much less meet the amount of money that we needed. I never dreamed that we would even come close to being able to pay it off. So I want to thank you for that. I must tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I needed this vote of confidence. I needed this mandate. I needed to hear that you supported what I stand for and what I am trying to do. I needed it. My soul needed it. I think America needs it. And so I am eternally grateful to all of you. Every single one of you. I don't care if you contributed $1 or $20 or $5 or whatever it was that you sent. You have made a great difference in history. You have determined the course of history. Because if this broadcast had ceased, it would have had a tremendous negative effect upon the history and the course of the future. But this broadcast is not going to cease. It's not going to cut back. It's not going to stop broadcasting, not even for one moment. Thanks to all of you. So you can pat yourselves on the back. You can feel very good about what you've done. And I will not let you down. You are going to hear some broadcasts in the future that are going to make you so proud that you contributed to keep this broadcast on the air. You are going to beam. You are going to be like a spotlight in the darkness of the darkest night. Because it is only because of you that it's going to happen. And for no other reason. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be reading some letters. that came with the donations that I've been discussing with you. And some of these don't have letters in them. I mean, a lot of them are anonymous. I'm not going to mention amounts because I don't want to embarrass you. Nor can we tell you the amounts because of the nature of the conspiracy against us. And you all know what that is. But WBCQ will be paid in full and plus about a couple of months in advance. This is a lot of money. I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I want you to hear some of these letters. You may recognize one of them as being from you. I will not say your whole name or where you're from or what your contribution was, but I'm going to read the letters. August 8th, 2000. Dear Mr. Cooper, enclosed is a donation to help pay for your radio broadcast time. I've also enclosed two small gifts for you that I hope you will enjoy. Sincerely, Daniel. Daniel's from Texas. Now, I'm going to be going through all this stuff and opening letters and have to talk in between time because sometimes there's nothing to say. Here's one from Charles in Georgia. It simply says, "You know what to do." That's all that he said with his contribution. Here's another one from Joseph. Do not need to return, use for other expenses if not need for cause. Joseph. Most of the letters we got were along those lines. That don't return it no matter what. And this is all very moving and incredible in my eyes because it's the most overwhelming outpouring of support that this broadcast has ever received in its history. I've never known anything like this. Hi, Bill. Hope this helps. Keep you on. I can't stand the thought of you being off the air again. Bill, one show you were talking about, Albright looking like a bird of prey or something. I was laughing so hard at that. At the same time, I was thinking she represents the Western countries, so she is the Wicked Witch of the West. Ha ha. I did not put my address in. You're not going to send any money back to me. It's yours to do with what you need. Love you, South Carolina. See what I mean, folks? I mean, this is incredible stuff. There was no donation that was more important than any other donation. Period. Bill, please use this to apply to the WBCQ debt or anything else you need for Walter. Some of these letters just overwhelmed me. And some of them are some of the reasons that you got reruns. Because I was so humbled that I couldn't do a live show after receiving some of the donations and reading some of these letters. And maybe you'll understand some of that as you hear them. Mr. Cooper, thanks for all you have done and because of that, all you have experienced. I wish I could send more, but I had to replace some equipment at my low-power FM station, and money is short. I rebroadcast your show every night, and something continuous loop tapes of you quite often, 95 watts at 93.5 stereo, 70-foot tower. Thank you very much, Kevin. P.S. I sent you a package almost 2 years ago with two VCR tapes and folder about David. These tapes might explain what happened to your trust money since the IRS is utilizing information to seize trusts. Well, the money that we lost had nothing to do with trusts. And that might be a misconception that you all have. It was a transfer between banks. It has absolutely nothing to do with any trust whatsoever. So, if that's been bothering you, get it out of your head. Here's another one. Have listened to you since Waco, when Linda Thompson mentioned you on her program. I owe you both very much. Wish I could send more. Let's face it. If it wasn't for you two, they would have finished us off this year. Keep up the good work. The Republic will never die. Adrian and Gregor. Here's one from David. No message. Just from David. And that's from Michigan. I didn't prepare this, and I didn't lay all these out because I didn't want to treat anyone any differently from anybody else. Dear sir, please accept this donation to help you out with your missing money problem. I do not want this money back, even if the missing money is found. It is poor compensation indeed compared to the work that you are doing for this once great country. I pray God reunites you soon with your loved ones. Bless you. You are a modern times brave heart. The feds are probably making a list of the people writing to you, but what the hell? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Sincerely, Edward. One of the great contributions we received was from W. Cordova in Florida. No message, just a donation. Here's another one from Revels in Michigan. No message, just a donation. Another one from John in Gastonia, North Carolina. No message, just a donation. Here's another one from somebody named Captain. Good luck and a donation. Whoop, that's a WBCQ bill. Oh, boy. Yes, it is. Big one. Bill, send me the following cassette tapes if you can. Names the tapes. Also, the cassette tape on the mind control experiment with the Symbionese Liberation Army and Patty Hearst. I don't know what date that was. Somehow. Thanks, Bill. Here's our contribution for radio time, and I wish I could tell you how much that was. Here's someone who's been a supporter for a long, long time. Dear Mr. Cooper, here is my donation to pay for airtime on WBCQ, 97 High Street, Kennebunk, Maine, from Stephen in Shafter. Stephen's been a supporter for many, many years. This is from somebody in Clinton, South Carolina. No name, no message, just a donation. A lot of the donations were anonymous. Dear Mr. Cooper, enclosed are a couple of FRNs as a donation towards your extraordinary efforts. Please do not retain this. Please do not return this when the banks finally get straightened out. I want to make a donation regardless of the most current situation and I should have done this sooner. I appreciate your work as well as that of Alan Weiner and WBCQ. Thank you. I wish you well. Sincerely, John. Thank you for crediting Alan Weiner, because most people don't understand what this man has done for all of us. They just don't understand. Here's one from Lawrence in North Carolina. No message, just a donation. Here's one from Myra in Colorado Springs. No message, just a donation. Here's one that says, donation to continue the hot broadcast, signed Robert. Here's one that is from Alex in Ohio. No message. Mr. Cooper, can't send much, don't have much. It's a gift. Don't want it paid back. Nice to hear the fire back in your voice since the visit from your daughter. How I envy you. My daughter was shot in the heart by her husband the 28th of September, 1999. He had been diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. He put the blame for his failures on the fact his mother died when he was a child, yet he took the life of a mother of four, from 12 years to 21, from a former marriage. This man was on the police force at one time. He's still alive because of his illness. The judge will never let him stand trial. There is such an empty place. Of my three, she was the only one to think Mom wasn't crazy about this country after all. Old music? I have a player piano. Lots of old music. Just for now. Can't handle it. All the best. God bless. D. D, I'm so sorry for your loss. Your letter really touched my heart. And your donation, in light of your loss and the fact that you still cared so much about this broadcast, has given you always a very special place in my heart. You will always be remembered, and I will always think of you. Here's one from area code, well, it's from Memphis, Tennessee. No message, just a donation. Here's another one from Lolano, Texas. No message, just a donation. Postmark Austin, whatever that means. Here's, that has nothing to do with any of this. I should have looked at this before I opened it up. This is just regular, ordinary junk mail, tell you the truth, and should not have been in this pile, but somehow it was. Here's from J.M. in Colorado. Dear Hot, I was about to write to you, probably via email, to ask if you'd receive my money order in the amount of $35 for the Lansing video. Not to move myself up in the order processing queue, but merely to ease my mind that my donation had reached its proper destination, the donation being more important than anything I might gain in return. Boy, would that have been inappropriate, given what I heard on last night's program. As of this moment, I don't want that money applied to any merchandise order. Use it to make things right with WBCQ. When that situation is straightened out and you get a handle on things, allowing you to go back to making tapes, etc., I'll send in another order. Now I'd like to add another contribution to the effort to keep the hour of the time on the air. See enclosed. Good luck. I think you'll get the support from the listening audience that you so richly deserve. Signed, Jeff. Or I think it's Jeff. DJOEF. And don't worry, we will not apply the money for your order to the donation. You will get your order. We just haven't had any money to fill any orders or to edit the tape like I promised you. You see, our money's been missing since July the 5th. Can you imagine being without any funds whatsoever, not even a penny, for that period of time? And we're still without funds, except for what you've donated. This is from Bill in Hayfork, California. No message, just a donation. This is from Pearl in Oakdale, Louisiana. No message, just a donation. I don't mean to say just a donation. It means there were no sentiments. There was no message enclosed, so I can't read anything to you. That's all I mean by that. Dear Bill Cooper, enclosed, find blank toward effort to pay radio time or use as you see fit. In any case, please do not return the money or any part of it. Use it. Thank you. May God bless and protect you. Bill, P.S. Please return enclosed postcard so I know you received this. Okay, thanks. Well, I did return your postcard. And you should have received it by now. If not, you will pretty soon. Dear Mr. Cooper, I heard your plight. So here's blank. I've enclosed a copy of the cover of a press. Flight in the 21st century. Although it was held in 1988, I was there. I was told the information would be top secret until October 2014. Gee, I wonder if what you said would happen in 2013 has anything to do with this. Don't believe the bullshit, respectively, or respectfully. DE3OAC, whatever that is. From James. Dear Mr. Cooper, I listened to your broadcast last night. Very sorry to hear of your difficulties with the transfer of your accounts, as it would be a great loss to have you go off the air. Please find and close 3 size blank Federal Reserve notes, that is, blank in cash. Please use this money as you see fit. Also, please do not return this money. It is support for the cause. You have mentioned several times that so-called patriots do not support the people and the causes that support patriots. So consider this cash as a gift to be used as you see fit. Use it for airtime, for fuel, whatever need that needs to be addressed. Best of luck, and I am looking forward to many more years of listening to your broadcast. Regards, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Thank all of you so very much. I've just been overwhelmed by all of this, to tell you the truth. Hey, Bill, here's a couple of postcards for your radio room. Hope the people come through for you. These bastards never cease to amaze me in the level of power they wield. Hang in there. The only thing you ever can possess is your defiance of tyranny on any level. Your level is just higher than most. I sent you blank for something to which I... something in the hands of... I can't read it. I will contact you by phone to confirm receipt of this letter. Love you, Dave. Sorry, I couldn't read. Some of you, and it's probably not your fault, it might be mine. Some of your handwriting is beyond my level of expertise at interpreting. Howdy, Bill. Enclosed is what I can offer to help keep the hot on the air. I am not concerned about getting paid back. You had previously told me by email that tapes of the hot are not available at this time. I don't know what your reasons for this might be. Maybe it is an equipment problem, and I know you don't like to talk about such things on the air. If it is an equipment problem, however, and you can take the time to tell me about it in a letter or email, maybe I can help. I appreciate you responding to my several emails, even though I am not encrypted. I better learn how to use, the name escapes me now, encryption. I can be reached most days before noon at blank, 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 blank. God bless, Ron. Thank you, Ron. And, no, you can't order tapes the hour of the time anymore through the mail because I just don't have time to do it. I don't have the time. I'm sorry. It's the truth. And it takes time. And if a whole bunch of people are ordering tapes, then I can't do anything else. Bill, I have never been a very religious person except for a belief that God does exist. God does not talk to me, but certain thoughts sometimes enter my mind, and I have no idea how they got there. When I heard your broadcast Monday night explaining your money problems, it opened my eyes a little. About 2 months ago, the thought entered my mind that it would be a good idea to call WBCQ and pay for a month's airtime for the hour of the time. I ignored it, as I had just changed jobs and shortly after moved, and I thought it smart to hold on to my available cash for unforeseen problems. I should have listened to those thoughts, as everything worked out fine. Here is some money, and I'm sorry it's late. I hope it's not too late. Whatever happens, do not return it, as it apparently was intended for you anyway. By the way, congratulations on being reunited with your daughter. With all the bad things happening to you, it's about time something good happened. Well, good luck. God bless you, and I hope the hour of the time is around for a long, long time. P.S. For your records, my new home address is blank, 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 signed John. Thank you, John. John has been a long-time contributor, not with just funds, but with equipment. And some of the power equipment that we have around here has come from John. Dear Bill Cooper, enclosed, please find blank money order for, and he doesn't even put the amount here. He left it blank. Last night, before I heard your broadcast, I found a blank money order that is yours also. I'll send it later. Please use it all to help pay off what you owe to WBCQ. Please do not return it to me. If God forbid your appeal for funds fails, which I pray it won't, use the postal money order for 101.1 FM. You're always in my prayers. I have learned much, but the sheep is still in my eyes. But the sleep is still in my eyes. So there is much more I must learn. P.S. A wet towel on the eyes and a nap may help the eye strain. A welder told me this last year. As you see, I have moved again from blankety blank blank to blankety blank blank. I received the copy Gulag Archipelago from the young man I gave it to. He thanked me and said he is much into history. Again, this money order shall be yours to spend as payment to WBCQ. If you appeal has failed, please use it for 101.1 FM Round Valley. And that's signed, looks like Frank. Can't tell, may not be Frank, but it looks like Frank. So if I got it wrong, I'm sorry. Trying not to get anything wrong, believe me, this is too important for that. Bill, keep up the good work. Thanks, GC. Thank you, GC. Thank you all. I mean, this is just incredible support. And, well, I am overwhelmed, to tell you the truth. Thank you. This one's from two of my dearest friends. And by dearest friends, I really mean that. Dear Bill, hope this little bit helps. Don't want you going off the air. Love, Patty and Jack. And their contribution is one of the ones that always show up. They're always there, always helping whenever we need it. And their friendship is worth more to me than any of their, are the sum total of all of their contributions. But their contributions help us continue to be able to do what we do. Here's another one from William, date August 10th. Dear Bill, please find and close two Federal Reserve notes, each in the denomination of blank for a total of blank dollars. Please use this for your emergency situation. In the event that you have received enough funds, do not return the donation. Instead, use it in another area where it is needed most. Have you noticed the trend, ladies and gentlemen, of people telling us not to return the donation? And, of course, you can't fail to recognize that so many of these didn't even have a return address. And we don't even know where it came from, which is really, truthfully, is the proper way, according to biblical scripture, to give. This is from Dominique. Hello, Mr. Cooper. I'm sending you this amount of money to show that I care about and love this show of yours called The Hour of the Time, and also to you, since I love this country of ours called America, land of the free, home of the brave, and truth with God's blessings. Something called True Patriots have, I believe, like you believe, that the current government we have is totally wrong in going in with the New World Order. I listened to your program with great interest for the truth and info you give. I also monitor other shortwave something to see what's going on with this world. Your enter something news over. God bless you with the grace to wake us all up with his something and with his something in love. God bless you. And God bless the Republic. Please don't send my money back. Keep it as a token of my trust to you. Thank you so very much, Dominique. This is from David. For monies owed for shortwave broadcasting or any of the purpose, period. Got lots of letters like that. Now, I got some letters from people saying, I'm sorry, I couldn't make a larger donation. Please don't feel that way. But if you made a donation, I know in my heart that if you made a donation, it was the maximum amount that you could possibly give. So it doesn't matter whether you gave $1 or $3 or $5 or $10 or $20, I know that it was the most that you could give, and I was so very grateful to receive it. And you can be proud of yourself for having supported a cause that's worthy of support. And this broadcast is and has always been worthy of your support, because it's the only broadcast that makes sure that nothing is said on this broadcast unless we can prove it, unless we know it's the truth. No other broadcast in this entire world has that record, that intent, that history. No other broadcast in this world challenges you to listen to everyone, read everything, believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. So, we are worthy of support. And here's one from Matthew in Hollywood. It's Hollywood, Florida. And there's no message, just support. Here's another one from area code 14072. No message, no nothing, just support. Gearville, did you recognize the music at the end of the Republican convention? It sounded familiar, but I couldn't place it. Many good wishes for the holidays in the coming year. There was a donation inside. It's a Christmas card. I guess there's a message in that. And, you know, I don't know who it's from. Tom, I guess. In Louisiana. Dear Bill, please accept the enclosed for the cause. Also keep it. I don't expect it back when you get the WBCQ dues paid. I'm very happy that you and Jessica were reunited. 6 months ago, I put an ad on the free bulletin board for Channel 23 local public access and just had it updated. They must be updated every 6 months at least in case there are any changes. It reads, "Get the truth on shortwave radio." I also have on it your website as well as Anthony Hilder's. The Hour of the Times schedule is also there. I hope Veritas gets up and running again soon. I do too. The only thing I ask is that if you're off the air for a while and come back on another channel, maybe you could let me know for specifics so that I'll be able to change what the Channel 23 bulletin board states. Thank you for the outstanding service you perform for the USA. May God bless you all and Crusher too. Sincerely, David. P.S. I'm trying to set up a website for video free American, and would like to set up a link for you so can sell your VHS tapes, etc., to people around here that don't know about HOT. Hope it's okay with you. Well, I suggest you contact the webmaster of our website and talk to him, because I really don't have anything to do with the website anymore, except for writing certain things or recommending that certain things be posted. Other people have stepped in to help me out with that. Here's another one from Mr. Morton in Massachusetts. No message, no letter, just a donation. Dear Bill, we of the Freedom Foundation of the Tri-States have heard your calling in Staten Island, New York State. I, as a member, wish to pledge my support to you and WBCQ to stay on the air. This PMO is our starting support to keep you going. With prayers and hanging their effort, we will win in the end. So stay cool and have better faith in your listening radio computer friends. Remember, we do love you. Friends always, Bob and Debbie. Thank you. They're old friends, by the way. There's just piles and piles. I'm not going to get through them all tonight. Listen to me, folks. If you don't hear your letter on the air tonight, don't feel bad. I just grabbed a stack of these letters, and I'm just reading them as they come up off the pile. I did not select letters. I didn't go through and cull any letters. I didn't try to choose any certain people. So just remember, if you don't hear your letter read on the air, I apologize. It's not intentional. We love you all. We appreciate all of your donations. And I'm just, you know, going through the pile and picking them up, reading them as they come. This is from Chad. No letter, no note, no nothing. Here's one from Richard. Dear Mr. Cooper, as I sit here writing this letter, I can't help but wonder if your speculation that somehow the IRS managed to steal your trust funds through subterfuge is exactly what has transpired. Now, there's two things that have to be corrected here. I never said that the IRS stole anything, and I never said that these were trust funds. This was a bank transfer of money from one bank to another. And, you know, I got a lot of letters like this. Somebody wanted to know if it had anything to do with Pill. No, it doesn't. It was a money transfer between one bank and another bank that somehow got lost. So, I don't know if the IRS stole or confiscated that money. I don't know what happened to it. So don't, you know, don't draw conclusions from any of this until we find out. Eventually, we will find out. You can't hide money like that. You just can't do it. It's got to turn up somehow. And we're going to find out what happened to it. It had nothing to do with trust funds. All the while, I pray that the bank involved has the integrity to right the situation. It would come as no surprise to find that some agency of the U.S. government has had a hand in this theft, since we all know they would go to any length to shut you down because you have hurt them so bad in exposing their treachery. Well, that's very true, folks, and that might be what happened, but we don't know that that's what happened, so don't assume it. Your dedication to speaking the truth and promoting freedom to all people must be allowed to continue. The future of the world depends on it. I hope that in the near future you will broadcast an episode of The Hour of the Time in which you expose yet another dark chapter in the long history of the traitors who occupy the seat of government in this country, one which will explain the latest attempt to silence the most dangerous radio talk show host in America. Signed, Rick. Thank you, Rick, so very much. For your donation and for your letter. Dear Bill, I hope Hour of the Time can remain on the air. I've listened to most programs, but miss a few because of propagation or commitments. Enclosed is blank to help. If you would, please drop the enclosed card in the mail with a word or two so I know that you received it. Thank you ever so much for all you've done. Sincerely, Clifford. And your postcard is on the way, Clifford, to you. Oh, yes, it is. And what do we got here? If you love... Oh, I really like this. You got to listen to this, folks. Pay attention. Quote, if ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. End quote. Samuel Adams, speech at the Philadelphia State House, August 1st, 1776. Dear Mr. Cooper, I hope this money will help. I know it is not a large sum, but I'm sure you can put it to good use. I will pray that all works out for you and the Hour of the Time. You may contact me if need be at, then he gives an email address. If I can be in any further assistance, please let me know. Jim and family. Thank you, Jim, and thank you for that quote from Samuel Adams, which is, by the way, one of my favorites. I love that quote. It's one of my very favorites. Hello, Bill. Hope this helps. Enjoy your radio show and talking to you. Bob from Tennessee. Hi, Bill. I'm at work listening to your August 7th program. They stole your money. Bastards. Wish I could do more than this. Sent with a prayer that it goes forth and multiplies. Rushing to get this in the mail. Pick up this AM. Love, Pat. Thank you, Pat. Pat is another old friend and constant contributor. Always has been there whenever we've needed her. Dear Mr. Cooper, please use the enclosed money order to help the hour, the time to stay on the air. We pray for your work and steadfastness. Sincerely, John. Well, we're going through a lot of these, but there's a big, big stack. There's a lot of them that we're not going to get to. Just not going to get to them. Please use immediately. I will be putting a trace on this money order to verify it was redeemed by appropriate party. Signed, Renee in Texas. P.S. If you need more, please call and I'll see what I can do. And she's got two phone numbers here. Renee, your money order will be cashed by WBCQ. And if you want to put a trace on it, you certainly can. It's okay with us. I'm a patriotic Canadian listener. I also believe in the cause of liberty. Hopefully this cash will help the hot to stay on the air. Without the hot, we're left with garbage like the Alex Jones show. Thank you for waking me up. Signed, Andy in Canada. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Please don't miss the hour of the time tomorrow night. I think you'll find it very interesting.
God, watch me a cat, but cat leave me up at my calendar yonder green. My cat's as delightful. I bought me a duck, my duck please me. I fed my duck on the yonder green. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, still I eat. I bought me a goose, my goose please me. I fed my goose on the yonder green. The goose says, quack, quack. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, little I eat. I bought me a hen, my hen please me. I fed my hen on the yonder green. My hen says, chim chap, chim chap. Walk, walk, but I say, quack, quack. My cat says, will I be? I brought me a pig, my pig please me. I pet my pig under yonder tree.
Thank you, folks, from the bottom of my heart. Because of you, the hour of the time will remain on the air. We have met the amount of money that we owe, plus some. And any donations that we get after this, unless you say not to return it, will be returned to you. So please don't send any more money unless you want us to have that and not for this current emergency. Again, thank you so very much. And thank you for giving me a new sense of purpose, a mandate, a validation of the legitimacy of this broadcast. You have no idea what that means to me, but I think you're going to find out over the next few months.
Kansas City, here I come.